through his media accounts and piece together all the minute pieces of the puzzle to find out where, when, how, and why he was doing all of this.
The string of explosions in and around Austin over the past 3 weeks killed two and injured several others. Lawmakers face a Friday night deadline to avert another government shutdown by approving a federal spending bill.
Negotiations as it pertains to the omnibus. Those negotiations continue.
Democratic Congressman Joe Crowley, the $1.3 trillion package would fund government operations through the end of September. Fox News, we report, you decide.
This is Jeff.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has gifts for moms, dads, sisters, teachers, friends. Gifts for everyone, for every occasion, in every price point. Rugs, pictures, plaques, you can even decorate and stock your kitchen at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Call 812-886-4444 and your gift will be wrapped and ready when you stop in. Regal Furniture and Gallery, 4th and Western Streets, Vincennes.
New at Steak and Shake, the $2 for $3 value menu. Mix and match steak burgers like the All American, the Spicy Chipotle, the Smoky Barbecue, or the Swiss and Mushroom, or a grilled cheese, a steak frank, or a medium fries. Pick any $2 for $3. Steak and Shake on Hart Street, Vincennes.
Post frame buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graber Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graber Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graber Post, 800-264-5013.
This is Kelly Streeter, your Knox County Board of Commissioners President. I will be delivering the inaugural State of the County Address on Monday, March 26th at the Fort Knightley in Vincennes beginning at 6 p.m. The address will highlight the achievements of the past year and the goals for 2018. I have enjoyed the last year of being your Knox County Commissioner, and I look forward to the next 4 years of us working together. Ad paid for by Kelly Streeter.
Hey guys, Destaki Economopoulos. I'm headed your way. I'm excited to say I'll be in Vincennes on March 23rd at Adams Coliseum. And if an appearance from me isn't enough, guess who I'm bringing along with me? Josh Arnold, one of the main voices from the Bob and Tom Show. It's going to be a great show. Josh has been an excellent stand-up comedian for years. I knew him as that before he was a host on the Bob and Tom Show. So come check out some great live stand-up comedy on March 23rd at Adams Coliseum. See you there.
Get your tickets at tocbigdeals.com.
Big games, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes stories. I'm your host, Bill Pollack, for the Big Ten Today, each weekday right here on WAOV. The Big Ten Conference is legendary with some of the most competitive teams in college athletics. Me and my team are here to keep you updated on all of them. From football to basketball and everything in between, the Big Ten Today gives you exclusive access to news from every Big Ten program. Tune in weekdays for the Big Ten Today right here on the Talk of the Town, WAOV 97. 7.7 FM.
Do you like saving money? Of course you do. That's how TOC Big Deals helps you. Visit tocbigdeals.com to view local gift certificates to shoe stores, restaurants, spas, and much more. All certificates are 20% off retail value or more. Visit tocbigdeals.com to purchase local gift certificates at a discount price. Save on your favorite places or try something new at tocbigdeals.com.
Baseball for kids, baseball for young adults, and professional baseball. Baseball, America's pastime. And you can hear baseball of all kinds right here on 1450 AM and 97.7 FM WAOV. We are the home of the St. Louis Cardinals. We are the home of Cub League baseball and the home of high school baseball. It's baseball on WAOV 97.7.
And here's another community event from WAOV. Generations offers an enhanced fitness class from 11:30 to 12:30 Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the lower level of the PE complex at Vincennes University. The first class is free, and be sure to bring a friend. For more information, call Generations at 800-742-9002. Again, that's the enhanced fitness class Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at Vincennes University. Call 800-742-9002.
Your forecast is brought to you by Carla's Catering and Creations, working closely with you to choose the perfect menu for your wedding. Whether you have a formal sit-down dinner, buffet, or hors d'oeuvres, call Carla to make your wedding perfect. 812-247-2176.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, and I'm here for the Ask the Designer show. We're here each Wednesday at the 3 o'clock hour, and I'm joined by my buddy Greg Grizzly. Greg, thanks for joining us today.
Ah, what a gorgeous day today. Started out this morning really bad.
I know.
Now snow's gone. We're ready to start thinking about spring. And
I know. We've
new
been talking
projects and all kinds of exciting things.
I know. We've been building up and talking about spring and getting ready and getting rid of this winter blah. And then this week, we just got a big curveball thrown at us in the snow and cold. It's for the birds. I'm over this. I don't know about you, but I'm done. I'm ready to move on for sun and sand and warm. So.
Well, you know what? It's Indiana, Cher. You just have to deal with it.
Very true. Very true. One day, you know, we can have all four seasons in about a 48 to 72 hour period here in Indiana.
Less than that sometimes.
True. Very true. Very true. As Greg mentioned, we've been talking about sprucing up for spring and different ideas on how we can help you get in the mood and little things to do around the house that aren't too expensive to kind of brighten and cheer things up. And so, you know, we've kept it pretty simple.
Yeah, today we're going to talk more serious stuff.
Yeah, now we're going to get into good stuff. We're going to get into some muscle work here.
Talking into how to survive a remodel or a renovation. And, you know, it takes some planning to do that.
Yeah. And we know that. I mean, from just our little projects, we've talked about all the preparation work and the planning that we need for that. So if we're going to bump up to something a little bit bigger and better, we've got to understand, again, we're going to have that same type of planning that needs to take place be prepared to wait just a little bit for that contractor to become available. So
that's right.
So that's all good. All right. And of course, you know, Greg slipped away to market on us. And it's not stuff for spring or summer that you were shopping for, was it?
No. This is universal stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of new things coming in. Going to have some new colors.
Oh, excellent.
You know, Orchid is the 2018 color of the year.
Orchid. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, very nice.
And it seems like my granddaughters and all the little girls are into the orchid. So,
well, there you go.
You know, they must have been on the survey.
They just know. You know, kids just seem to know things so much earlier than us as adults. You know, give them anything electronic and they have it fixed in 2 seconds. And
that's
I can
right.
spend 2 hours and throw my phone and still not get it right. And I hand it to my daughter and she's like, Mom, boom, it's all done. And
yeah.
Pretty disheartening sometimes to realize that you're getting older. So, as I mentioned, it is the Ask the Designer talk show, but we don't just talk about designing. We talk about lots of cool stuff, lots of fun things, painting and color schemes. Oh, yes. And my favorite part of the show now is the recipes because Greg's always coming with the best stuff. And we would love to hear from you, our loyal listeners. And Teresa, thanks for tuning in each week. Glad to hear that you like our show. So we appreciate you tuning in to us. But we want to hear from you guys. What kind of topics would you like to discuss? I mean, because, you know, we have our plan and we talk about what we want to talk about, but we also really want to know what you, the listener, would like to hear about. It could be a question, concern, issue, or a specific question about your house or just a general decorating question or whatever. We want to know. And there are several ways that you can get us that information. But the easiest way to do it is go to newsknoxcounty.com, and you'll see that there's a big logo that says Ask the Designer. It has the Regal Furniture logo right there. Click on that. That takes you to our Ask the Designer page, and you can click Listen Live and listen to us each Wednesday at 3 o'clock. You can listen to our previous shows. They're listed there each week. And at the bottom, there's a little place where you can send in a question for us. It asks for your name and email or whatever, and you can make something up and send it in if you want, you want to stay anonymous. But send us your ideas. It doesn't have to be a particular question. It can be a topic. It could be anything, you know, and we don't have to stick to just design and decorating. Greg has a plethora of knowledge on a lot of things, from hosting events and parties to planning and just so much stuff. And if he doesn't know, he is always great at researching it and getting us the answers that we need. So lots of fun stuff that we can talk about here and get it into us. Or you can get a hold of Greg at the store. And Greg, tell us where we can find you at Regal Furniture.
That's 102 North 4th Street. And, you know, you can always give me a call at 812-886-4444. If you catch me when I'm out measuring a house or with a client or in an appointment, one of the girls will be glad to take your name and phone number, and I'll call you right back at my earliest opportunity.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, yeah, there's a lot of ways you can get us your questions or concerns. You can also call the station here at 812-882-6060. Ask for me. I'm Cher Elliott. Or you can email me at CherElliott@originalcompany.com, and we'll definitely get those questions ready for our next show. But like Greg mentioned, this week we're going to ramp it up a notch. We're going to go from just some simple little decorating things that you can do around the house to doing a remodel and how we can survive a remodel with a contractor.
Exactly.
So we are going to cut in and take our first break. And when we come back, we're going to just dive right in and get ready for that remodel. So you'll want to stay tuned.
Gift Gallery offers in-home design appointments, not just for furniture, but to design and decorate your windows as well. Blinds, shades, valances, drapes. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has the latest materials and patterns available. Each room and window is unique, so call Greg at Regal Furniture today, 812-886-4444, and be sure your windows are dressed to impress. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
Shop for over a dozen health and wellness businesses under one roof. Come to the Greene County Health and Wellness Fair, Thursday, April 12th, at the Community Events Center at the Greene County 4-H Fairgrounds from 9 to 1 Eastern. Visit with businesses such as Home Sweet Home Care, Open Arms Christian Ministry, Linton Nursing and Rehab. We'll have lunch at noon from Carla's Catering, followed by bingo and prizes. It's the Greene County Health and Wellness Fair, Thursday, April 12th, at the Community Events Center at the Greene County 4-H Fairgrounds.
Are you tired of paying high prices for TV channels you don't watch? Of course you are. You want to watch and pay for the channels you like. Now you can take back control of your TV with Dish's FlexPack. Get over 50 of America's favorite channels for just $39.99 per month, and then add the channel packs that you want. And your TV price won't go up for 2 years, guaranteed. Plus, when you call today, you'll get free standard installation in up to 6 rooms and a free HD DVR upgrade. Need more channels? Dish offers loaded channel lineups from $54.99 per month, featuring over 190 channels, and HBO is included for a full year. And for a limited time, GoDish will give you a $100 prepaid Visa card when you sign up and mention offer code GIFT100. Call now, 800-518-8624, 800-518-8624, 800-518-8624.
Packages, prices, and promotions subject to change. Gift card courtesy of GoDish.com. Call for details.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, and you know, it's the local hour. Each day at 3 o'clock, you have a program here of local people talking about local issues and fun things going on here in the community. Tuesdays are the Mark and Mark Show. Mark Hill and Mark McNeese, they're on here chatting about different community events and famous happenings going on. On Wednesdays, it's us, the Cool Kids. Cool Kids, Greg and I are here at 3 o'clock each Wednesday to talk about design, decorating, and anything else that you want to know about. Thursday is the Lawyer Show with Dave Rolligan and Jeff Cobb. And on Friday, Laura Ariel from the Vincennes Animal Shelter is here for the Bow Wow Meow Hour. So lots of good stuff going on. So you don't want to miss it. You want to be here each day at 3 o'clock. So, Greg, we're ready to dive in. We have painted the rooms that we can paint, and now we are ready to do some damage. We want to really make a difference and go at the house. So what are we going to do this week?
Okay, we're going to talk about remodeling or renovation, major renovation projects. So the anytime you take on a new project, of course, it takes some pre-planning.
Mm-hmm.
It also takes some planning to find your contractor.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to be sure you've got a contractor that is bonded and insured. You don't want to be, you know, get a job done and then find out that the bank owns half of your house.
Yeah.
And if you don't pay a bill there, you don't have your house free and clear.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to make sure that you've got a bonded, licensed contractor, insured. You know, you don't want him coming into your house and falling and then suing you for a broken arm.
Right. And unfortunately, that happens. You know,
we're not saying
that to just try to scare anybody, but these kind of things have happened. And that's why we're addressing that now, is to try to forewarn and help you be prepared for anything that you may need to be doing.
Right, right. Make sure, you know, even a handyman, if you're having a small thing done, you know, a handyman should be bonded and insured.
Right.
So, you know, make sure that you make sure that's done. You know, the other thing people say, oh, well, I'm ready to do this job. Find me a contractor.
Right.
Hello. That doesn't work that way. You know, it takes, you usually have to get on a list.
Right.
For a good contractor. There are sometimes you hit it lucky and you find a good contractor. And when I'm talking about a contractor, I'm talking about, you know, construction, painter,
right,
paper, any contractor that's used in that reconstruction field, yeah. You know.
I was just talking last week with one of the local painters, and, you know, we were talking about that he was looking for help. He needed some additional help because he's got so much work going on. And I said, well, you need to tune in on Wednesdays at 3:00. I work with Greg Risley, and we talk about different things, decorating and designing. And we've been talking a lot about good contractors and that, you know, people need to understand that a good contractor, they are booked up for several months at a time, and it may be at least 3 months before they can even think
or
about
more.
Coming your way. And he looked at me and he said, Cher, you're looking close to 6 months for, you know, us to be able to get in and really do what we need to do. Because when I'm working on a job, I want to do a good job. I don't want to be rushed. I don't want to shortchange anybody. And you run into problems sometimes, or you can't get the materials, or, you know, there's just always some little hiccups along the way. So you have to put a realistic expectation in those people's mind that me as the contractor, I'm not available right away. I'll quote you. I'll come talk to you. We'll plan it all out. And what's good about that, though, and that's what I pointed out to him, is that, you know, that gives that person that much more time to really make sure that's what they want, that's the color schemes that
right.
they want, and save money back. It gives them an opportunity to put some extra money aside so that way maybe they don't have to get a loan, or, you know, they don't have to finance as much. So it is kind of a double-edged sword that, you know how I am. When I'm ready, I put my mind to something, I am ready to go. I'm
right.
ready to buy. I want it right now. So patience is not something that I am really good about. But it turns out to be a good thing a lot of times for people when they're going into a major project
like
this.
If you're going to remodel,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the other thing people need to realize is that going into any remodeling project, invariably, when you get done with that project, it's going to run more than what you thought.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and they go, well, we thought we had this all budgeted out. I always tell people they do a budget on what they think it's going to cost, add 50% to it, and that's usually what it costs unless you get all those costs up front. Because just in your mind, going through your mind, you think, okay, this and this and this, and it's that much. But it usually ends up, if they're working with a designer, we're going to have more contract prices.
Right, right.
You know, it's like my clients that I work with, I hand them the painting contractor's price. I hand them the flooring contractor's price. You know,
yeah.
They know the price of the furniture and the things they're purchasing from us. It's in black and white. They know where they are. But when you're planning a project, if you don't get those figures in together,
right,
then, you know, you're usually surprised at the end of the job.
Yeah, because, I mean, if people don't do this regularly, then they're thinking, okay, well, a 5-gallon bucket of paint's $50 and some rollers and, you know, and they're just doing it like if they went into Lowe's and bought those things. I'm sure probably the biggest factor in cost that they don't expect is the labor, because you don't really think about that. You know, you're thinking, I know for me, I'm thinking of that material list of items, and
right.
You know, I'm thinking of costs associated with all of those, not necessarily the time of the person doing the work. I forgot I gotta pay him to do the work,
right.
Now.
Well, so. And this is one of the problem with some of the TV shows where they go in and show people how much they spent doing this job. They may show them a list of materials and what it costs, but they don't include any labor in that.
Yeah.
Now, if you're paying labor for that, it's considerably different, you know.
Right.
And I've said this for years, you know, it's a mistake for, you know, people to say, well, we've redone this room and it only costs $500. So if somebody walks in the store and says, I saw on TV where they redid a room for $500, and I go, it's not possible. It doesn't work that way.
Not today, kids. No. Not today. All right. So we want to make sure that when we are looking for contractors, they're bonded and insured.
Right.
We are already expecting that it's going to be 3 to 6 months before they can actually start any of the construction.
And with a good contractor, sometimes a year or more.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a builder.
Well, and, you know, something else that contractor told me is, if somebody's telling you that they can go to work tomorrow or the first of next week, you might want to check their references. And we talked about that with the painting before.
Right.
Was, you know, it doesn't hurt to ask for references and to actually check them, because
right.
Even good people, sometimes they've had issues, and you just never know. And you got to protect yourself any way you can.
Right. Right.
All right. So what's the next thing that
okay.
we need to do?
Communication, like in anything.
Oh,
the
yeah.
communication between the designer and the person, or the designer and the contractor and the client, is vitally important. You have to have that open communication and, you know, be perfectly straightforward with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes I tell people that just cannot happen. It won't happen that way. Not to be mean and not to be crass or, you know, sarcastic, but people just expect sometimes that things can happen a lot more quickly than they actually do.
Yeah. Well, I like to live in my own little bubble of a world where everything's rainbows and unicorns and everything goes right the first time.
Right.
And even at 45, that you'd think by now I'd learn that that doesn't really go that way. But, yeah, as much as you maybe not want to have that difficult conversation with your contractor, or you don't want to hear him say, well, I'm sorry, you know, it's going to be another week before I can get here, or
right.
I'm sorry, it's going to be another $2,000 to get this to look the way we wanted because I had to do this or I had to do that. You still need to know those things, because the last thing that you want is to see your project run over the expected time limit and over the budget. I
right.
mean, I worked at NDOT for 20 years, and I know when a project's going on and you bid it out and the contractor gets it, and there's inevitable things that pop up that a designer couldn't catch, or you get in the field and there's this wrong and that wrong. So the project is going to have change orders and overruns and those kind of things, and they're going to sometimes go past the project completion date. So you just have to be realistic with those things.
Well, and changes can be expensive. You know, so another reason why when I work with my clients, we've all these decisions are done, and then we say that we're doing this and this and this, and this is what we stick with. Now, you have to expect change, though, because when you got a major remodel, when they start opening up those walls or ceiling or floor, you might have a bad joist, ceiling joist, mm-hmm. floor joist. Or, you know,
fair.
You can't see, you know, we don't have x-ray vision. We
right.
can't see through that stuff and know what's underneath. So you have to be prepared. There's going to be changes come along. You have to talk openly about any concerns you've got. Okay, if we don't do this, is it really a problem? I really don't have the money to do this. You know, be honest with your contractor, your decorator, designer, whoever's taking care of the job, you know, so you can move in the right direction.
Yeah.
You know, don't be upset or unhappy when you find that something's just not going to work exactly like you thought it would, because I can guarantee you almost in every job, something always goes awry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, okay, you know, we didn't know there was a pipe in this wall, and it goes upstairs, so we can't take this wall out. We have to run this pipe to another location, you know, this or that. And there's those kinds of things that happen that we didn't foresee or missed when we did our inspection, Not because we don't care. It's just, you know, we are all human and we all make mistakes.
That's right. That's right. Okay. All right. So we've got those all in mind. What's the next thing that, you know, we need to keep in mind as we are preparing for this remodel?
Okay. When you prepare a plan, remember the backup plan. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you know exactly what's being done, sort out as many details as you can. You don't want to run into the contractor and he's putting drywall up and say, oh, you know, I want another wall switch over there.
Oh, it's a little late now, honey,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Right. Or let's put an outlet here. Or, oh, I wanted to close up that window. Oh, I wanted to close up that register. We don't use that old register anymore. You know, it happens, you know.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, if you answer, you know, just your contractor answering your questions. If you've got concerns about a wall that doesn't seem smooth, say, what's it going to take to do this? Or can I, or do I need to ignore it? You know?
Yeah.
If you don't have the money, sometimes you ignore it. Sometimes you camouflage it. You know, there's different things that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends to where your budget is and what your needs are for that room.
Gotcha.
So
well,
keep your plan, keep your goals in mind. If anything, if it seems like it's straying away from the course of action, refer back to your plans for guidance with that and say, okay, here was our plan. What can we do to get more on track? So, important.
Very important. Very important. And, you know, some of those things we need to keep in mind when we're just starting to put the plan together because, you know, looking to make sure, okay, I want to close that window or register or I want to take that wall out or I need an extra, I need more outlets over here. Those are things that we should really be thinking about in our initial consultation with the contractor.
Or with the designer.
And with the designer and be thinking of those kind of things. So really we should encourage people before you even meet with anyone that you've scanned your room, your area, and have an idea of what you think that you want. Because then that's when the experts will tell you, well, okay, see, we can't move that. That's a load-bearing wall, so we're not going to be able to take that out.
Exactly.
Or, okay, well, we're not going to be able to run more electrical over there because, you know, blah, 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 whatever. You know, we don't have the wattage in the amp box or whatever. But so, you know, get those things sketched out. I mean, heck, I remember when I was, like, in junior high and high school, I used to sketch out my dream home. And, you know, I had the windows here and plug-ins there and bathrooms here. So I think that's fun to do, you know, and so you go ahead and sketch that out. I'm sure, you know, the contractors appreciate that you have an interest in asking these questions and wanting to know those things.
Right. You know, there are potential obstacles too that's out of your control. Weather changes. If you're putting an addition on the house and the, you know, it rained day after day after day, though it's too wet to get your foundation in the ground, you know, there's a hold up that way. Poor conditions, weather conditions can affect a lot of remodels and what they're doing. And you have to remember there's other people that during that remodel, if it's raining day after day, somebody else may need a roof really, really bad because it's running in their house.
Right.
So the guys lay off of one job, go to another. Just, you know, understand that those things can happen. If you realize that going in, then if it does happen, at least you're prepared for that. And you can say, okay, so we're going to lose a week here. But those people, those other people really need them worse than you do.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, just let them have them and, you know, understand that that's potential for delay. The other thing is, a lot of times, you know, the materials back ordered.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to a guy this week that drives a truck. And he's talking about the new monitoring systems on trucks that the federal government's put in.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, he said, this is really making things hard because he said, I'm going to use my truck for a personal reason this weekend. It's my own truck. It's not owned by the trucking company. And I will have to put an entry in for that truck experience this weekend. That was personal experience. I used the truck for my personal experience with my grandchildren. And I have to even put that in that daily roster.
Oh, my goodness.
So of where it's going and why it went.
Oh, well, that's not cool. That's
the other thing I found out is that, you know, he says everybody has to be, pretty much the trucks have to be off the road at the same time. So now all of a sudden where, you know, they have places for trucks to pull over and guys sleep and mm-hmm. rest and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with many of them having to be off the road at the same times, where are they gonna park their car? Where are they gonna park their truck and sleep and get the rest they need to drive the next day? It's going to be a little complicated. I've already had one truck line that hauls freight for us
mm-hmm.
that said that their 2-week shipment is going to be 3 weeks now.
Oh, wow.
Because it's going to slow down the truckers.
So many
stuff
regulations,
too.
Yeah. Well, and I know that that industry, I mean, just because of a couple of clients that I work with, they're recruiting drivers. And,
yes.
you know, with the new regulations for the licenses, the CDL licensing, you know, there's several new restrictions, or maybe in the last year or so, that's made it very difficult for some people to be able to maintain their CDL license. And so that just is compounding the issue that even that much more. So,
right.
Yeah, something to expect. And of course, you know, with those delays and those kind of things, that means additional costs. So,
not always additional costs, but it does cost additional time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, you're getting close to the end of your project and something doesn't come in, door doesn't come in, this or that, and they've got to lay off for 3 or 4 days waiting for that. They need to go start someplace else.
Right.
Maybe they've got 3 days in at someplace else and they can't leave after that third day. They need to work a fourth or a fifth day to get those people done to where they can leave them and come back to you.
Yeah.
So you have to understand that they've got, you know, they have, those contractors have people that work for them, and they have to try to give them work every day.
Right.
And fill each day. So they get the number of hours that they think they will, you know, normally their 40-hour week will stay the same
mm-hmm.
so that they don't get shortchanged money-wise.
Right, right.
So, yeah, you know, you have to think about that, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's time for another break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about this remodel and how to be prepared. So stay tuned.
Considering a purchase of new chairs as part of a refurbishing of the Vincennes Fort Knightley Club. Greg Risley of Vincennes Regal Furniture briefed the board on a possible purchase of gilded resin-based chairs for use at the Fort Knightley. The chairs are the type used in the state dining room at the White House, are also among the least expensive of that type of chair, selling for $88 each. Also, Library Director Emily Bunyan told board members Roger Stremming is about ready to take over as the new director of the Library's Youth Department. Stremming will start his duties with the Knox County Public Library on May 1st. Vincennes police arrested a Vincennes man this morning following a domestic battery at Maple Park Apartments. 21-year-old Zachary Diaz was allegedly responsible for battery in front of a minor child. Vincennes police arrested 42-year-old Tanya Marshall in the parking lot of the Vincennes Walgreens on an outstanding theft warrant. That warrant was issued earlier this month out of Knox Superior Court, too. And the race for governor in Illinois has been set. Incumbent Republican Bruce Rauner and Democrat J.B. Pritzker will face off in Illinois' general election. Both won primary elections last night. More news available anytime you want it at NewsKnoxCounty.com. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV News.
This is Hoosier Ag Today's Wednesday Closing Farm Market Report, brought to you by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. 800-708-CORN, seedconsultants.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. After many days of double-digit movement, either higher or lower, a pretty calm day today in the markets. Soybeans and wheat finish in the green. Corn is mixed. May and July corn up a half, 375 on the May, 383 on the July. September down a quarter, 389 and a half. Deece down at three quarters at 396 and a half. May, July, and August soybeans all up 1.5. 1029 three quarters on the May, 1040 and a half on the July, and August 1041 and three quarters. Novi beans up 1.25, 1026 and a quarter. Chicago May wheat up a half point at 453 and a half. April live cattle down $1.87, 117.70. April lean hogs lose 67 cents, 62.57. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussern Streets, Vincennes.
The day has come for Vincent University to take the national spotlight. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. The Vincent University men's basketball team hits the hardwood tonight at the National Junior College Tournament in Hutchinson, Kansas. The Blazers will take on Motlow State tonight. They earned the right to play the Blazers after edging Otero, Colorado yesterday 77-76. VU carries a record of 32-1 in the game tonight. Motlow State 23-7. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off. Vincent's time. A win by the Blazers will put him into the quarterfinal against winner of Florida Southwestern and the home team, Hutchinson, Kansas. A big upset in the tournament. Number 1 seed and undefeated Indian Hills, Iowa, was defeated by number 16 seed Barton County, Kansas, in overtime, 85-83. Other winners, in addition to Motlow State and Barton County, were Hutchinson, Kansas, Northwest Florida State, Eastern Florida State, and Southern Idaho. The tournament runs through Saturday. That's the check of sports. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV Sports. This community announcement on WAOV, presented by First Vincennes Savings Bank, your community, your bank. First Vincennes Savings Bank, member FDIC. A reminder, the 10th annual Divine Wine and Beer Fest will take place Saturday, March 24th in Columbus. Guests may sample their favorite libations in the indoor comfort of the Commons in downtown Columbus from 1 until 7 a day. Tickets are $20 in advance or at the event for $25.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, and we're glad to have you here. It's the 3 o'clock hour on Wednesdays, so that means it's the Ask the Designer Talk Show. I'm here with Greg Elliott. Boy, I really need a nap, Greg. I am not on my game today. I'm here with Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And Greg, let's talk a little bit about the store real quick. How can we find you? Where is the store?
Corner of 4th and Bustering Street, downtown Vincennes.
Easy enough to find. It's got that beautiful red awning with the R on it outside. Yeah. And, of course, lots of gorgeous furniture in the windows to choose from. So,
Got a big sale running right now.
That's right. You do.
Four model sales. So
lots of great stuff still left.
Come in, look around. We've got some other things. We got some Easter goodies on sale. We got some
Easter stuff on sale already.
Yeah. We got little white bunnies that are really cute, kind of egg-shaped body with little feet. They got little wired ears that you can kind of bend around and make them look really kind of quizzical or, concerned or sad or whatever you want to make them look like. So come in, look at them. We also got some neat Easter eggs.
Fantastic, fantastic. So we have been talking these last few weeks about sprucing up for spring, getting excited, doing a few things around the house that wasn't so costly to us. But today we're talking about stepping it up and getting into those big projects and doing a remodel and some basic tips to keep in mind when you're making these plans. Right. And that's,
remember, it takes adjustments on your part because you may be without a sink for a few days, or you may not have a shower off the master suite for a few days, or the main bathroom may be down for a few days. So you need to use an alternate bathroom that you're not used to using.
You might just not have a stove to work, and you'll just have to not cook for a few days. Boy, that would be difficult. That would be tough.
Yeah. Gee. But you know what? Even the people that don't like to cook after they eat out for so long, say, boy, it's really nice to get my stove back.
Oh, yeah. I know that myself, just, cooking at home and not having people to cook for or whatever. So you get tired of that and you're ready. And then you get tired of the salads and then you get tired of the frozen pizzas. And it's like, all right, fine. Right. I'm going to cook some food and I'll eat it for 6 days in a row, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. All right. So we also want to keep in mind that you're looking for a bonded and insured contractor.
Right.
You're talking to them and understanding in advance that it's going to be probably 6 to 9 months before you really can tear into this project with the contractor because he's got several jobs lined up.
And some builders, even a year or longer.
Yeah, so you've got to be prepared for that and understand that. Communication. Of course, communication is key for everything in life, but especially when we're talking about this. And don't be afraid to have that conversation. If you're not liking or if you're changing your mind about something, as soon as you have that feeling, talk to the contractor that minute because you don't want to get them too far in that you can't make a change or keep it the way it is because you like it. So
it's more costly to change it later.
Right. You know? So talk, be open, understand, and
you get prepared and be organized and be ready for these movements to make. It's like I know sometimes talking to clients, they'll go, oh, well, how's this going to work? I said, well, you know, we're going to take up the old carpet. We're going to move the furniture out of the room. We're going to, you know. Oh, yeah. Okay. You know. But in my instance, we have people that do that for the client. They don't have to do it. If you're doing it yourself, you need to be prepared and organized and ready to do that. Pack up your goodies off the shelves and,
right,
you know, that sort of thing, you know, if, depending on where you're working and so on. So you've got to be prepared, you know, to get the, you know, those items moved to an area where there's access to them if it's something you need to get to. If it's things you don't need to, how are you going to handle it? Do you need to rent a storage area?
True.
You know,
yeah, that's a good
plan
idea.
Plan routine and schedule changes if needed. You know, it may be that you're required to, you know, be at work and you need somebody else to get there to turn off the water. You know, people don't think about those things. Like if you're, you know, they're working in the bathroom, the water's got to be turned off the house. Does the people working on the house know where the turn-off valves are? Do they have to turn it off at the street? You know, again, that communication, you know.
Very important.
Right.
Very important. All right. So what else do we need to keep in mind when we're getting ready for this?
Okay. No, it's going to take longer than you think when you begin it.
Okay.
That always occurs. It just, there's always something that happens. One of the guys breaks an arm on one of the crews and they can't get there for 2 weeks, so it drops everybody behind.
Yeah.
And then sometimes what you need to do is, if this is a huge remodeling project and you've been remodeling for several months, do yourself a favor and plan to take a break. Take a long weekend away from home, get out of the stress of the remodel, go have a good time someplace, forget about the house for that one weekend, and then when you go back, you might find that you've got a whole different outlook on that project.
There you go.
You know, you're just about ready to blow up and explode because this person hadn't been there and that person hadn't been there. Go away, get away, come back, look at what's been accomplished, you know, and then maybe your mind will be better settled for what you need to do.
That's a good idea. I hadn't really thought about it like that. But, yeah, I'm sure you're just anxious, ready for it to be over with. And when you start feeling that way, that's the time you need to take a break and
right. And remember,
away.
If you're finishing drywall takes 3 coats of drywall, and it takes about several days, you know, many more days than you think it should.
Yeah.
To get that drywall smooth and ready for that first coat of paint or the primer.
Yeah. Well, and that, you know, you definitely want to make sure you do all that right in the very beginning because you're going to have that wall for a lot of years and you don't want those bumps and crevices. You don't want those nail heads popping out. You don't want that tape seam to come up. So let them do it right. Let it air and breathe and take all the time it needs. Because
be patient so that you can do it
again,
right.
Yeah, and like we talk all the time, this is a major investment that you're making. And
right.
So, you know, you've got to think about time's just as important in investing as is the money. So, you know, be sure and do it right. Don't do it halfway.
That's right.
All right. Any other helpful tips that you can?
That's really the thing about a remodel and reformation. Communication, money plan proper, plan your timing properly, be prepared for changes. That's the biggest thing. People, you know, they tear open a wall and they go, oh my gosh, we've just found termites and we're going to have to take out 4 sections of this wall that we hadn't planned to do, replace these 2x4s and we'll have to get an exterminator in here.
Ugh.
You know, those are nightmare things that happen sometimes.
Right.
But you have to be prepared for things. Very seldom does a job just go smoothly, just boom, 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 boom. It happens,
yeah. But
not often. So be prepared for changes. Be prepared. Be versatile. You know, have your backup plan ready if there's something that's not going right. Know what you're going to do. When you get really frustrated, take a couple of days off and go away, stay in a hotel, forget about it, relax. You'll come back with a better frame of mind and be able to deal with whatever's going on in a much easier manner, too.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's been a few tips to prepare you for a major reconstruction project in your home, another great way of sprucing up your house. And would you recommend doing say you want to do a bedroom, a bathroom, and your kitchen, do you recommend doing all of them at one time?
No.
Okay. So
a bedroom and a bath ensuite, you can do at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But there again, you have to plan, and you have to know that that bathroom and bedroom is going to be out of use for a period of time.
Yeah.
So, you know, you need to know how to handle that. You know, do you have another bedroom? You know, do you have another bathroom? You know, most homes have two bathrooms now. So That's not as much an issue as it used to be.
Right.
And then a kitchen remodel, of course, is like, where do you put everything that's in your kitchen cabinets?
You don't realize how much stuff you have until you have to start moving it around or get, you know,
right,
packing up. And it's like, where did all this stuff come from? You know, I didn't realize I had this much.
Right.
But
right.
Okay, good. So shouldn't try to tackle two separate remodeling projects at the same time. Good to know. Good to know.
Because the thing is, you know, you have with the bedroom and bathroom, you're going to have those changes that you need to make. You're going to have those surprises. You're going to have those delays, okay? And so if you're going to do the kitchen after you get that done, you think, oh, my gosh, I've got to go through this again right away. Mm. You know.
Yeah.
Hello. You know.
Yeah, give yourself a little bit of time there in between.
Give yourself a little break and then go back into it. And, of course, the second time you go through it, it's not as hard as the first.
Right.
Because your expectations are more realistic because you've lived through it.
That's
once.
Right. That's right. That's right. All right. Well, we're going to take another break, and it'll be our last break. Man, this hour goes so fast. When we come back, you've got a delicious recipe for us.
Yep.
We're going to wrap up this spring talk, and then I think I got a couple questions even. So
good deal.
Be sure and stay tuned.
Prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-992-9470. That's 800-992-9470. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-992-9470. That's 800-992-9470.
For three decades, 50,000 Indiana homes have been trusted to be window. Over 500,000 windows have been installed. Awning windows, garden windows, bay and bow windows, wood interior windows with complex grid patterns, economy vinyl windows, sliding or swing patio doors, four-section wood French doors, stunning entry systems, detailed siding, all with the goal of improving energy savings and quality of life for homes like yours. Buy six windows, get three free, and no payments for 12 months.
Why do you want an in-home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussern Streets, Vincennes.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company. I'm joined by my buddy Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And Greg, let's remind everybody where we can find you. Regal Furniture is located where?
102 North 4th Street, corner of 4th and Buster in downtown Vincennes. Big red awning around the outside. Great big windows would have sale merchandise in them right now.
Lots of great stuff for sale. These
got a
floor
big
model
dining
items.
Dining room table for 10, seats 10, Paula Deen. There's a nice bedroom suit on sale. And then there's a sofa with a couple of chairs on sale in the other window. So people need to come by and take a look. And, you know, you're getting your tax checks back.
Mm-hmm. Make it a good investment with that money. That's right.
Get a good deal.
That is right. Lots of good stuff. And if they have questions, one of the things that people need to understand is hiring a designer like Greg isn't a large investment. It's, you know, to get the advice from you to do any kind of project is a very reasonable price.
It's a reasonable fee involved.
You know,
we like to make it available to most people. And, you know, our customers that's just going to order furniture even, you know, we'll go out to the house and measure. And, you know, I was at a house last week over in Illinois just to measure to make sure they had room for the number of pieces they wanted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're glad to do that for our customers. It's just, you know, we're very service-oriented at Regal Furniture.
Yes.
I think we give better service than anybody else around. We're very honest with our customers. We lean over backwards.
You do. You do.
You know, when I took this position at Regal Furniture and I spoke with the owner, I said, if I can't run this the way I ran my own business, we're not going to be able to work together because I can't say, well, the warranty is 1 year but there are existing circumstances that sometimes you have to help that customer get taken care of.
Yep.
So, you know, we try to do that the best of our ability. We can't always do it, but we sure try.
Excellent. Try
to give the customer the very best service they can find.
I know from when I've been in there when we've had remotes or I've been in there shopping myself and from my own personal purchases and experience, I've never had a half a minute's trouble. I've never seen anyone have an issue or concern. And I've watched you and the girls there at the store just do anything and everything they could to help whoever it was looking for whatever they needed. And,
right.
And you know, I recommend Regal Furniture for everything that I do. You know, I just haven't seen one bad instance anywhere.
Right.
So,
no.
And we are.
And our delivery guys are good. You know, they don't make a mess in somebody's house.
Yeah.
They're very careful.
Yes.
The girls at the store are excellent. They'll spend all the time you need if it's for a $5 gift or a $500 chair or a $2,000 sofa.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. And the other thing we do is it doesn't matter who you talk to. You know, if you've been in and talked to Becky and you want to go in another day and she doesn't have to be there, you know, we don't have to worry about who gets the sale because we're all paid to do a good job.
Right.
Not a commission.
That's fantastic. That says a lot, too. All right. Well, it's my favorite time of the show right now.
I know what you want.
Recipes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
what did you bring today?
People haven't heard me before. They know. They should know. And I will tell you, I am a big Ina Garten fan.
Mm-hmm.
I think she does a lot of great stuff. And this is one of her recipes for lemon yogurt cake from the Food Network. And it's easy. It's an hour and 20 minutes total time. 20 minute prep time, 50 minute cook time, and 10 minutes inactive time. I guess that's the time you have to let the cake cool. But this cake sounds wonderful. It has whole milk yogurt in it. It has eggs and sugar, grated lemon zest. It's got vanilla extract. It's got freshly squeezed lemon juice. It's got all the good stuff in it, and it's really easy. It's not difficult to put together. It bakes in a loaf pan. So, you know, it's kind of like, loaf pan. So you've got a loaf type of cake, you know, like banana bread and other things like that. But this is a yogurt cake, so it's real, real moist.
Yeah.
And it's lemon, so it's perfect for spring. Be a great thing for
Easter.
You know. It'd be really pretty because the glaze that you pour on the cake while it's still warm is a lemon sugar mixture. And you allow it to soak in and cool. And then the final glaze is confectioner's sugar and lemon juice and pour over that the cake. So it looks like it's like frosted.
Oh.
You know, put that in a big bed of green coconut that you've dyed.
Oh, cute.
You know,
yeah.
And put some little jelly beans around it. You got a great dessert
there
for
go,
Easter.
There you go.
So go to the Food Network, look at Ina Garten, look for a lemon yogurt cake. I think you'll love it. It's very, very good.
That name is so deceiving because you say yogurt. I'm thinking, oh, that has to be somewhat healthy, right? That
right.
has to be a little bit low calorie. Then you talk about the lemon sugar icing, and that just erases anything healthy or low-cal out of that. But, you know, delicious, though,
Sarah,
for sure.
I keep telling you, you know, let's face it, I'm a fat man.
Oh,
I like good food.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Oh, that's all right. My little cousin, she used to say, I'm not fat, I'm pleasy plump. So
well,
I guess that's, I'm pleasy plump, I guess.
I had somebody tell me the other day that they weren't fat, they were just too short for what they weighed.
There you go. I'm going to focus on getting taller since I can't focus on getting thinner, right? There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got a couple minutes left here, so we get to ask some questions. Question for us. My chairs are still in great shape, but the upholstery is worn. Where should I go and buy good upholstery cloth or get my chairs reupholstered?
Okay. One, upholstery fabrics are a different animal than you see a lot of places. Upholsters carry one weight of upholstery fabric. In most cases, we carry a little heavier weight at the store for the upholstery that we sell. So you can come in and order upholstery from us for your sofa or chair. The one thing you have to keep in mind today to reupholster is usually more expensive than buying new.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes if it's great grandma's chair or Aunt Sally's chair or such and such like that, I got a chair in my bedroom that I recovered, and it cost me a lot of money to recover this chair. It's a channel back chair with carved rosewood around the edge of it, and
oh
it was
my.
Very expensive to get it recovered. But my grandmother used to sit and hold me in that and read to me in that chair. I couldn't part with it.
Yeah.
So I had to make it match my room. So
there you go.
It had to be recovering.
There you go.
So, you know, recovering, again, go to a qualified person. Ask for references.
Yes.
Always. And, you know, if you need help, you know, you can always come in Regal and talk to me about it. That happens quite often because people will say, well, you know what? I thought I might recover this chair, but I found out it's going to be this much money. And I don't think, you know.
Right.
And so a lot of times you do decide to do new.
Yeah. All right. We got one more question here, and we'll be out of time. It says, we read a lot of books, but I don't like looking at all the books in bookcases. What suggestions do you have for me?
Okay. There are commode tables that have doors on them where you can store books inside, so they're closed off.
Okay.
The same way, there are wall units that maybe have bookshelves at the above, but they have a place to store books behind doors at the base.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You can also store those, on a sofa table. A lot of sofa tables have bottom shelves.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good place to put a stack of books. It's not a bookcase. And it's on the lower shelf, so it doesn't really jump out at you.
Right. It's not in your line of sight.
And, you know, if you're a reader, there's nothing wrong with having a stack of books on your table.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, I you look around, and people do that a lot. And that's part of their regular decoration, a stack of, you know, three books. And
maybe
couple
something
of
on top of it. Maybe a small candlestick or a small plant or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, make it a part of your decor.
Yeah. They don't have to necessarily just be rows and rows and rows of books on a bookshelf.
Right.
You can spread
Mix
them around.
Mix in some other things with it.
Yeah.
Make it interesting.
Well,
so let's remind everybody about the floor models clearance sale going on right now.
Get in, get
your
there.
Tax dollars, get the most out of your tax dollars, come in. And we've got some excellent chairs on sale, sofas, accent pieces, tables.
And lots of accessories, too.
Lots
so
of accessories.
Get in and check it out. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you back here next Wednesday.
That's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer.